Governor Pat McCrory chose his old high school, Ragsdale High in Guilford County, to announce the plan to pay new teachers a more competitive salary. Within the hour, the highly staged display of Republican solidarity was broadcast about 90 miles away on massive screens inside the Raleigh Convention Center's main ballroom to 1,300 educators, policymakers, and advocates gathered for the Emerging Issues Forum on Teaching and the Great Economic Debate.
Well, I'm pleased to announce that over the next 2 years, this team has got an agreement in which we will increase by nearly 14% over the next 2 years the base pay for teachers to $35,000 per year.
That applause you hear is from people at the Ragsdale High School event. Inside the convention center, no one clapped. Most people stared straight ahead. Some shook their heads slowly. No one looked pleased. Ryan Jones wasn't thrilled by the news, but he wasn't angry either. He's a French teacher in his first year at Millbrook High School in Raleigh. Jones would not receive a raise under the plan. In fact, any teacher hired in the last 10 years would make less than newly hired teachers under the Republican proposal.
If I'm not valued enough for me to receive some sort of compensation, what incentive is there to stay in the state? I believe there's a point where you have to say, are world-class educators worth at least the national average?
Jones says he didn't become a teacher to get rich, and he's hopeful more will still be done. Democratic lawmakers weren't quite so optimistic. Larry Hall is the Democratic leader in the state House.
It's a campaign year, stunt, gimmick, whatever you want to call it. It's not a comprehensive plan, and it's not backed by any long-term funding proposal. So it's bad timing, it's positioned badly, and it does not engender confidence from the public.
It's unlikely Hall and the other Democrats will be able to do much to alter legislation that has the backing of all Republican leaders. Phil Berger, Tom Tillis, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest all joined Governor McCrory for the announcement and called the Democratic response, quote, embarrassing but not surprising. Senate Leader Phil Berger made a point to say that none of the plans will require new taxes. He also said the improving economy and tough choices made by the legislature made this possible.
We know we have the resources in order to do this, and it's important. We've prioritized our spending to make sure that we give this raise to those teachers who everyone we speak with in education tells us that if you've got limited resources, this is the place to target your resources.
A few hours after the Republicans formally announced their plan, Governor Pat McCrory arrived in front of the skeptical audience at the Emerging Issues Forum. His message was largely unchanged, although in a room with veteran teachers from all of North Carolina's 100 counties, he spoke about more to come.
Now, let me emphasize, this is only the first step in a larger, more comprehensive plan to fund excellence in the classroom by ensuring that an effective and well-paid teacher is in every classroom in North Carolina.
McCrory said he will lay out other proposals to increase teacher salaries and accountability in the coming months. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.